Good evening, guys. I'm Greg Wolf, pastor of Cliff Terrace Church in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and we're so glad that you decided to join us tonight. You know, before we begin, I want to remind you tonight to be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel if you've not already done so. And to get alerts when a new video is available, be sure and click the bell. Also, I have a couple announcements real quick to make. The first announcement I want to remind you, is you can be sure to join us each Sunday, either in person or here live on YouTube. This Sunday, we have a special guest speaker, and his name is David Cox. He's a member of our church, and he's going to be preaching. You know, David goes to the prisons, and he preaches, and he has a team that goes with him. And so you don't want to miss this Sunday. We begin each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Also, be sure to mark your calendars for a great event that's coming August 29th. We're hosting our first family fishing derby. It's going to start at 9 a.m. We're going to have prizes for the winners of each category. This event is fully stocked and endorsed by the Arkansas Game and Fish. You don't want to miss this event. Make plans to join us, invite friends, all that good stuff. You can also, if you'd like to help volunteer, you can do so. We have a sign-up sheet in our foyer that you can sign up for. Also, be sure to invite somebody to come with you. And then also, if you'd like to help us financially, we have some, we would love for you to help sponsor this event as well. So, last week, we began a new series on the book of Daniel. And today, we're going to be moving through Daniel chapter 2. Now, it's a very lengthy chapter, so I'm not going to read the whole chapter to you. But go back, if you get a chance, and read this chapter. It's a pretty interesting story. But this chapter, it details a recurring dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, as well as Daniel's ability to interpret it. Now, the dream concerned the future of Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom and world events that would come to pass. Now, scholars have often asked why God would give the king a dream like this. Why would he reveal these things to an unbeliever who was ruling over God's people? Now, one explanation is that the world power must itself learn in its first representative who had put an end to the kingdom of God what its own final destiny would be, that in its turn overthrown it would be forever subject to the kingdom of God. I mean, how many of you like to read? Most of you, if you do read books, especially fiction books, are probably fans of one particular genre. Now, I like books about courtroom drama, books written by people like John Grisham and Robert Whitlow. I love those type of books. And, you know, you can learn a lot about an author by reading the book they've written. Even if the work isn't autobiographical, an author's plot, it points and its character development can give you hints into the things they value, the perspective they have, and the way they think life should work. You can tell a lot about a writer by the stories that they write. In a similar way, the history in the Old Testament tells us a lot about who God is. He isn't the cause of evil and brokenness in the world, but he is sovereign over all of human history. And in this case, the future unfolding of world events that Nebuchadnezzar is given special knowledge of tells us that God is working in human history to teach the proud to be humble because he is the real ruler. Nebuchadnezzar is smart enough to know that the many wise men that he has surrounded himself with may have an incentive to lie to him or give him only positive interpretations of his dreams. So to test them, he does something different. He requires that they tell him what his dream was as well as interpret it. What was impossible for any magician or enchanter or astrologer was only possible with God. So when Daniel receives the interpretation from God in a vision, he has two important responses. He praises God privately, and he gives credit to God publicly. Let's look at verses 20 through 23 of Daniel chapter 2. It says, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king." You know, we read here that Daniel immediately praises God for providing and for protecting him and his friends. And then when Nebuchadnezzar asked Daniel if he is able to do what the magicians and diviners were unable to do, he says in verse 28, there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. Daniel doesn't interpret this dream so the king can better strategize how to respond to these world events to give the king an advantage in the shifting kingdoms that will come. Instead, he interprets the dream to point back to God's sovereignty over all the events it concerns. God repeatedly uses his people not to glorify themselves or to give some advantage to others, but he does it to glorify God. John Piper puts it this way: you could say that we were caught in a deep mine shaft and it was caving in on us, and Jesus came down into the collapsing shaft of our sin and guilt and fear, and he put us on his back, and at the cost of his own life, got us out. Why? So that we would spread the reputation of his courage and strength and kindness. You see, Nebuchadnezzar's focus was clearly on Daniel's ability to know and interpret his dream, and this caused him to worship God and elevate Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's position in Babylon, while the king may have missed some of what God was revealing to him. This chapter makes clear that God is sovereign over nations and rulers. Other kingdoms will overtake this one, but God's kingdom will never be destroyed or fall into the control of another nation. You see, God is so sovereign over rulers and over the gifts of his people. And just like Daniel, you and I have been given gifts and talents by God. He gave them to us for a reason. Yes, we can use those talents to help us succeed in life, but our main objective should be to use those gifts and talents to point back to God. Let's spend our lifetime following Daniel's lead. Let's pray. God, we just thank you that we come here today. We thank you for your power and your strength. We thank you for the abilities that you've given us. God, we thank you for the hope that you have given us. And God, I pray today, God, over every individual that's out there that is watching this, that's tuned in either tonight or they'll be tuning in later at a later time, God. I just pray that you would touch their heart, that you would move upon their life, God. God, I pray that you would do a work in their life, do a work in their ministries, God, if they have ministry, whatever talents that you have given them, God. God, I pray that those talents would shine like ways that they've never seen before, God. I pray that you would use them, God, to spread your word, to spread your gospel around the world. God, touch these hearts and lives, God, these talents that you've given us. Help us to go and to be who you want us to be, God, the people that you've called us to be, God. And I give you all the praise, and I give you all the glory, and I ask these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I just want to remind you, again, if you have not subscribed, please be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. This allows you to be alerted whenever we have new content that comes out. Just click that bell, and that way you'll be updated. I want to say thank you for being here. Don't forget, if you have a prayer need that you'd like for us to pray with you about, you can send it to us at 479-888-7331. We have what we call a prayer task force that prays over your needs. We want to agree with you in prayer and believe that God's going to do some amazing things. Y'all have a wonderful week. Have a good night. And we'll see you back here next Wednesday at 6:30. Each Wednesday night, we're continuing our Bible study on the book of Daniel. And so y'all have a wonderful week. We'll see you.